Hello, you're through to Daniel at MMA Legal. How can I help?
Hello, I just got a message. I just tried to call me and then left me a message.
Yeah, no problem.
Basically, asking me if I had previous names prior to care.
Oh, yes. I believe that was myself. Let me just pull up your file really quickly. Can I just take you through data protection really quick?
Uh-huh.
Can I take the first line of your address, please?
16 Wiltshire Road.
Brilliant. So your email address?
johnmcwilliam2015@gmail.com.
Brilliant. And just your date of birth, please?
13/10/70.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. So, yes, I can see that we tried to get in contact with you because we're trying to locate a local council that you were under in care so we can send out a subject access request.
Right. When I first went into care, there used to be a social work department in a town called the Cubbury in Scotland.
Do you mind just spelling that for me? Sorry.
K-I-R-K.
K-I-R-K, yep.
C-U-D.
B-U-D, sorry.
No, C-U-D.
C-U-D, yep.
B-R-I-G-H-T.
Kirkcudbridge, is that?
Kirkcudbridge. It was in Kirkcudbridge. And then I think they shut that and it all went to Dumfries.
Dumfries. Let me see. Dumfries and Galloway Council.
And there is one in Castle. There is Castle. There's so many times I went to Cubbury or Castle Douglas as well because it's the Stewartry district of Scotland.
Yeah.
Because when I was very small, I was in tiny homes, you know, for babies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then as I got older, they moved, and that's when my problem started when I moved at 12.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, because we're just, I can tell you your current situation. So we've had a couple of the subject access request forms come back. We've had your GP records come back. We've had them come back from Adelaide Medical Centre and... Yes, just from Adelaide. So the only ones that we're currently waiting on is a council.
There is still a social work department in Castle Douglas. I know the one in Kirkcudbridge shut down, but the one in Castle Douglas, I believe, is still open.
Right.
Because my sister, she got her files for some reason. I think she wanted to... I don't know what she was doing with it, because my sister was in care as well.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting her files, and I think it came from Dumfries office. The main Dumfries and Galloway social work department is in Dumfries.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we've sent out a subject access request form to Dumfries and Galloway Council on behalf of yourself. We're still just waiting on a response from them, so hopefully...
I wouldn't be surprised if they try and mess you around, because this is the same social work department that asked me to go and live with a guy so that they could write a book about my life.
Right.
Because they wanted me to say that care was brilliant and care was fantastic, and I said no, because the simple reason being I wasn't going to tell lies.
Right, okay.
Because
yeah.
They had a big meeting, they had an author, they even took me to the guy's house, and this was after I left care, I was an adult then.
Yeah, yeah. And, no, that does make sense. I feel like we have heard of that sort of thing before.
And not only that, the 3 weeks afterwards, the police came to see me. They asked me about the home I was in. Did I want to get involved because they'd been reported for the abuse?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, you did the right thing, I'll tell you that for free. You definitely
I wasn't
did
going to
the
tell
right
lies.
Thing.
I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, yeah, record. Of course. You know, you want to try and find justice for anyone else as well that you were with alongside. So it's completely understandable. So yeah, we'll.
See, can't you find anything? See, when you look, see all the other homes I was in.
Yeah.
You can go on Google and all that and find out information about them. This one, where all the abuse happened, you can find nothing. It
Yeah, I think it is the case. We've seen a few times where there's a lot of things that are missing, care records, things like that, for obviously a lot of different people. So you are definitely right there. But as I said, we will be chasing up those records from the council because they have to legally provide them.
They're all about me. You know what I mean?
It's my information. Exactly, yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, but when I was 14, the same social work department, I was in the morning at 9 o'clock, one of the staff broke my leg. And basically, I had a children's review that day at 10 o'clock. Now, the local doctor came through and said I'd sprained my ankle. And basically, I went to the meeting, sucked for 2 hours while they drunk coffee, ate chocolate biscuits. Took me to the hospital. It was broken 14 places.
That's awful. I'm really sorry to hear that, Mr.
And they sucked me. Now, if that day at that panel, lucky I was, I could go home.
Yeah.
And if I wouldn't have been able to walk today because basically they would have just said it was a sprained ankle and never took me to the hospital.
Yeah, it could have caused all sorts of issues. And
horrible people.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, rest assured that we are doing everything that we can in our power to make sure we get those care records back for yourself. Aye. All right, Mr. McWilliam.
Right, thank you.
No problem. Well, thank you very much for calling back in today.
You've got my, it said about previous addresses, parents' name and that.
Yes,
My dad, I lived with my dad. He was McWilliam, John McWilliam.
John McWilliam, yeah.
And I lived in Auckland Cairn.
Do you mind just spelling that for me, sorry?
A-U-T-H-E-N-C-A-I-R-N.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that.
That comes under Castle Douglas. I lived there in 13 Wood Crescent, and I was there all my childhood.
Was that 13 Wood Crescent, did you say?
No problem. Wood Crescent. My sister still stays next door in 15.
Oh, does she still, she's still there, is she?
Aye, she's still there next door to where we were brought up.
Right. Yeah, I think previous addresses, I've got those.
The social worker I had through when I was small was called Mrs. Robertson.
Mrs. Robertson.
It is. I had her, and Mrs. Houston was the head of the social work department at the time. And they were two lovely ladies. They, you know, as a small child, they did so much for me.
Yeah.
But then, as I hit 12, I got new social workers. They retired. And things just went wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not fair at all. I believe you should be cared for by the same people.
From the age of 12 to 16, I didn't even get one pair of brand new socks, one pair of brand new underpants or anything.
That's awful.
We got nothing. We got what they did was all the clothes were put in a cupboard. And honestly, God, we looked like refugees.
Oh, goodness.
So I don't know where the money went, because in the other homes I was in, we got money for us for everything, and we got absolutely nothing there.
Just nothing back from close burn.
Aye, they were just horrible.
Yeah, no.
Hopefully you've got the information now.
We will. I'm going to put that information into your file, and then we can find any other relevant councils or any relevant institutions that we can send subject access request forms for them to give us your records. That's going to get done as soon as possible. Like I say, we've already had your general practitioner's medical records come back to us, so that's a big chunk of the work that we need to go towards your assessment.
Does it have about my broken leg when I was 14?
It does, yes.
When you get the social work report, you'll be able to check the dates. It was the same day as I had a children's panel.
Yeah, it will.
It all fell into place.
Yeah, well, after we get these records back from the council, we'll arrange a more formal witness statement where you'll be able to, well, someone's going to do a chronology of care with you first to make sure all these dates are matched up from when you went into care, when you came out. And then after that's done, we can book you in for a formal witness statement, like I say, and then you'll have your chance to tell us about all of these different things that you went through in care. You know, we'll it'll be my colleague Jay that'll take you through that. It shouldn't be too far off now. Obviously, I can't give you an exact date of when it'll be. But we should get these records back from the council any time now. Like I said, we're just going to do some more chasing up for yourself, all right?
I just feel, you know, the only thing I feel sorry for is all the kids that sadly killed themselves and after this care home.
Yeah, it's absolutely awful. It's part of the reason that we do what we do, obviously, to get any sort of compensation. Obviously, there's never a number that you can put on this sort of thing, but
the compensation's not for me, it's for my child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that he has a better life than I ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's an amazing thing that you're doing.
I'm a single dad, I do it all myself.
Yeah. No, I can respect that massively.
Brilliant. Well, hopefully I'll hear from you all soon.
Yeah, like I say, we'll update you as soon as possible. All right, Mr. McWilliam.
No worries. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. All right.
Keep it yourself, mate. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. See you now. Take care.